Well, we were living on the campus of the University of Illinois down in Champaign back in 1972 when we recorded this next song. And the song was originally written as a kind of our protest at the time to the Vietnam War. At that point, I think we'd lost about somewhere in the vicinity of 40 to 50,000 young American lives over there in the Far East. And I remember when that big Marine helicopter was hovering over Saigon and the ladder was hanging down, and that last Marine grabbed that ladder, the helicopter took off and flew away. In my heart, I hope and pray that that the lessons of Vietnam would not fade away soon. And they did not fade away soon. But here we are in 2003, 31 years later, and the bombs are flying over there in Iraq, and I do believe that there's a dictator over there that needs to be removed. No question about that.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host. We're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings, starting it out with REO Speedwagon from 2003 at the Sovereign Center in Reading, Pennsylvania, and the song is called Golden Country.
The time has come for you, my friend.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack.
Thank you.
That was Jack Bruce from 1977 at the Bottom Line in New York City. And the tune was called Spirit. Next, we're going to listen to Pink Floyd and Syd Barrett from 1967 with an untitled instrumental.
Cartoon, he hunts rabbits, and now you can hear his sexy side. It's Elmer Fudd reads porno.
Suddenly, she was groping my crotch.
Elmer, like you've never heard him before.
She slowly undressed me and grasped my erect gwen.
In a performance that'll leave you breathless.
And she rubbed me and rubbed me and rubbed me until I went...
Get the new audio tape, Elmer Fudd Reads Porno. It's not dirty.
It's erotic.
The previous exchange contained information of a frank or explicit nature and should not have been listened to by small children. Guess we should have told you earlier.
That's what your mama did. I
That was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from 2013 at the Beacon Theater in New York City, performing The Best of Everything. Now we're going to listen to Mott the Hoople from 1974, recorded at the Civic Auditorium in San Francisco, California. Hymn for the Dudes.
As it runs alive, and one by one, through fields of rusted wire, the war has just begun. Oh yeah. Cross over the shade like the west dawn. Who cares not for fame, just for shine now, and rejoice that the king ain't lost his round. Oh no, he's still here. I'm not alone. Correct your heads, for there's a new song rising. Oh, high above the waves. Go write your time. Go sing it on the street. Tell the world that you go so bright. Oh my sweet instant Christian, you're such a fly clown. Too many questions, no replies. Now bow and rejoice, for the king ain't lost his throne. Oh no, he's still here. You are not alone. I got an idea. Go tell the superstars all their hairs are turning gray. Star Spangled Fear, as all the people disappear, the loud night fades away. Cause if you think you are a star, for so long they'll come from near and far. But you'll forget just who you are. Oh yes you will. You ain't the Nez. You're just a buzz. Some kind of temporary. Cross over the sea. you're still here. You are not alone. And the answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Oh, here we are. And that's what I call a PA company. I'm Lucci Burgi now. That takes me back a little bit. I remember Charles Shaw Murray saying some nasty things about that one. And there I was talking to him tonight, and he was saying some nice things about this one. This one's weird. It's we started messing about on the last album with a number called Wizkid. We've developed it a little bit. This is the natural onshoot. I can see stages full of Pirates of the Caribbean not too far from now. This is a story about people who acknowledge the fact they're operated by strings, but when the strings turn into wires, it gets very stiff. This is our interpretation of that kind of feeling. Star Trek turned San Francisco films on a Sunday night. Marionette.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack. We'll be right back. Hermit Mule, Thelonious Beck, recorded 1996 at the Tasmanian Embassy in Binghamton, New York. Now we're going to hear Spirit to I Got a Line on You from 1979 at the El Macambo Tavern in Toronto, Canada.
Thank you. know that time can do a lot of strange things to you. Bend your mind, turn your world upside down for you. But don't you
Band Gotta Move Away. That was from 1976. Now we're gonna hear Heart perform Crazy on You from 1985 at Dorton Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Myself. See ya.
Bodies.
I'm not deaf, Natasha. Dumb, maybe, but not deaf.
What's your language, bud? We're on the air.
Animals sounding very much as I remember them in my school days in the 60s when I used to see them play regularly at the local dance hall.
And that was The Animals, Gonna Send You Back to Walter, recorded at Westwood One BBC Studio. Now we're going to listen to a tune by the Beatles, Maxwell's Silver Hammer from 1970.
Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon
ahead. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Hammer made sure that she was dead. Mounting testimonial pictures. Oh, oh, oh. Mean and gallery, screaming from the gallery, say he must go free. Not agree, and he tells them so. Oh, oh, oh. But as the words are leaving his lips, a noise comes from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon his head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that he was dead.
We just heard the John Spencer Blues Explosion from 2012, broadcast live on WFMU with RL Got Soul. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to play this set out with a track from Backyard Tire Fire from 2011, recorded at the Double Door in Chicago, Illinois. And the tune's called Road Song Number 39. Say that I see. Thanks for listening.